Welcome to Christmas Carol Catastrophes. This is just going to be your standard issue, get to know us episode, you know, learn about the hosts, what the podcast is going to be, what we're going to do on the show. And then next week, we get to the real show with all the sound effects and music and the discussion and all that. So if you don't know who we are, if you haven't listened to our insanely popular worldwide phenomenal podcast, Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra Song by Song podcast, or our spinoff podcast, Face the Music, a pre-ELO Song by Song podcast. I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I freaking love Christmas. I love almost everything about Christmas. I love the lights, the music, I love the decorations. There's Christmas kind of food. There are parties where you go and there's free food. I love the Christmas weather, Christmas movies, Christmas episodes of TV shows. I even love Christmas commercials. They're like Christmas decorations inside my TV. And at the end of all of that, you wind up with a big pile of Legos underneath the Christmas tree. If you're good, Santa likes you, and you're not poor. Apparently Santa has an issue with the poor people for some reason. I freaking love Christmas. I love Christmas. Just freaking love it. I believe Eric hates it so much that he wants to hold it under the water and watch it drown, and to make sure that Christmas is really dead, chop it up into pieces and then bury it in the woods.
Just like the little baby Jesus. Okay, now we lost all of our listeners right there.
I think there's something I'm going to bring up later that I think Eric has already kind of touched on here.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah. It's only supposed to be one day, but it lasts forever. Kind of like National Brotherhood Week. They promised you only had to be nice to other people and people from other countries and people who don't look like you for a week, but now people want you to do it all the time.
And then after that week, you can go back to being a jackass to everybody.
Yeah, one of my favorite Tom Lehrer songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even though one of my favorite Tom Lehrer songs is also his Christmas one, which pretty much defines my problems with Christmas a lot of time, which is, Hark the Herald Tribune Sings Advertising Wondrous Things.
Yes, that's it.
Angels we have heard on high, tell us to go out and buy.
By the way, I have a string of Christmas lights and they play electronic notes, little bits of Christmas songs. And every time it runs through its loop and plays those notes, I hear Tom Lehrer in my head singing those words.
To tell you the truth, if we just stuck with lights and food and happiness, probably I wouldn't mind it too much. Instead, it's riots.
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes me mad about Christmas. It's the stores inciting riots to get cheap crap. Mm-hmm.
That'll break before next Christmas.
If they even manage to get it out of the store without being mobbed and getting broken in the riot.
Yeah, that's true. How many TVs does one person need? Are you shipping these through eBay? Because you know how much it costs to ship a damn TV. How many TVs does a person need? I mean, one every year? I've still got a TV I bought back in the 2007 when I went and bought it at Ultimate Electronics. It's in my bedroom. It still works. Doesn't have any USB ports. Doesn't have any Bluetooth because things seem to not exist at the time a lot. In fact, when I bought it, they were telling me about these new cords called HDMI.
I got a RCA TV right here in front of me from 2013. Still works just as good as when I bought it the first day. So, I freaking love Christmas. And I want as much Christmas as I can sop up into my body in December only. I tried starting Christmas on November 1st once. And by Thanksgiving, I was sick of it. So, when Christmas time comes around, I want to wallow in all of it so that by the time New Year's comes around, okay, I've had enough of Christmas. This also includes podcasts. I'm always looking for Christmas podcasts. And the problem I'm finding with Christmas podcasts is my one issue with Christmas that I hate. they get very saccharine when they're talking about the history or family memories or even Christmas songs or given Christmas history. They're delivered with this Hallmark kind of voice.
Stroll along memory lane with me, won't you? In the Christmas stocking.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Once again, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.
And I hate that. I try and suffer through it, but I get through a few episodes and it's like, I don't want to hear this anymore. I think Eric earlier showed the direction this podcast is going. There'll be no saccharine. There's probably going to be some cutting up Jesus jokes that'll come up.
I think that'll be the only one.
But I'm just saying, there's going to be some wisecracks in here that aren't going to be, you're not going to find it on a card in Hallmark.
And in the glow of the lights, after the food had all been put away and the dishes were done, in the warm, soft light in the living room, I walked in, saw Grandma and Grandpa naked. He was taking her from behind.
Oh, dear.
And he got up when he saw me, pissed on the Christmas tree, and passed out. That is my Christmas memory.
You're a really weird man, aren't you?
Are we going to have to edit that?
There's going to be some bleeps. I don't think we're going to go that hardcore with...
Okay, with the, well, literally.
Yeah.
I've got videos.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Try and keep it PG-13.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the over-saccharinization of Christmas, that part I hate. I despise the Santa Claus. The whole saccharine subplot with that saccharine little kid. Ron Howard's Grinch is an abomination to Dr. Seuss. I caught the last, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes on cable because morbid curiosity, and it made me want to retch.
Jim Carrey will do that.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that. I like Elf up until everybody has to sing to save Christmas and bring back the spirit of Christmas. That's where you lose me.
Yes.
The perfect Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. It clearly loves Christmas, but it maintains its biting satirical wit and nipping at Christmas. Even at the end, with the big payoff, it never descends into some pit of syrup. It's still got that satire in it. It maintains its Christmas love, Christmas satire through the whole thing.
I agree. Family's barely middle class.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 1940s, so mom doesn't work.
Yeah.
Dad has to work his butt off for every little thing they have. They have bald tires on the car.
Yeah.
But he still makes sure that the kids have a nice Christmas, even though when you look at a lot of the stuff they get, it's not exactly the flashiest stuff in the world either. But the kids are happy to get it.
Yeah.
Except for that bunny suit.
Yeah. And Dad's grumpy.
Yeah.
I love that. That was the first Christmas movie I ever saw where Dad was perpetually cranky. I was like,
yes.
Yeah, that's reality.
That's my dad.
That's my dad. My dad was an award cleaver.
Yeah. No, my dad was exactly like that dad, except it was the car instead of the furnace. We didn't have a furnace.
Yeah.
But we had cars that acted like that furnace.
Mm-hmm. The dad's cranky. The kids aren't that Hollywood bull shorts of adorable little angels that are just the sweetest thing that pull at your heart. No, they're real kids. They're mean, they're greedy, and they're selfish. So yeah, this podcast is going to avoid saccharine at all costs. Also, even though the podcast is called Christmas Carol Catastrophes, not every song we're going to do is going to be an awful song. There are going to be a lot of awful Christmas songs that we will cover, because they're fun to tear apart. But we're also going to cover songs that we like, but you don't really hear much. There's no chance you're going to be hearing these songs when your soccer mom puff rock light rock station starts going all Christmas in October. So we're not going to be talking about Harry Simeon's chorale version of Little Drummer Boy. I can see us covering the Little Drummer Boy, but probably the one by, I don't know, Roy Boy and the Flux Capacitors. I can't remember the name just right.
That Bad Religion does a good version of it. For the drum part, they include the opening from California Uber Alles by Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, it would be stuff like that. So there's not going to be any Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time. No Andy Williams It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I love those songs. I freaking love those Christmas songs. I love the classic Christmas songs.
There'll still be Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole. Freaking awesome.
Yes.
But he's not going to be on this podcast because everybody knows about Nat. Everybody hears all the Nat King Cole Christmas songs. So unless there's this hidden tape of Nat doing the surf punk screaming version of We Three Kings.
There is something that we can't play on here that was on the Dave Chappelle show.
I'm sure that's a lot of
things. Yeah.
So, it's going to be PG-13. No saccharin. No covering songs everybody already knows. Some of them are going to be good. Some of them are going to be atrocious and make you think, sweet Jesus, who thought this was a good idea to record this as a Christmas song?
So, wait a minute. What about Elmo and Patsy?
No, abso-frickin-lutely not. Just, no, don't even joke about that, man. And as some added padding filler, there's going to be a segment where we offer a suggestion for some Christmas viewing, either a movie or a Christmas episode or, well, I guess Christmas listening. I've got some old-time radio Christmas shows that I think, these are actually pretty freaking good, including one where Satan tries to kill Santa Claus to overthrow Christmas.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, not the movie. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about...
You're not talking about Santa Claus?
Oh, that's a freaking great movie.
You're not talking about the one where Santa captures all the little children from around the world and makes them be racist?
Yeah. I'm not talking about that movie. Although everything...
Oh, darn. That is actually part of the plot of that movie.
No, I know. And it's a great movie because it's so awful that it's fantastic. I love that movie.
Yep. But luckily, with the help of Merlin, he gets rid of Satan.
That's right. No, I'm talking about an old-time radio show from the 40s where Satan sends one of his imps to go up and kill Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I still want to hear an actual Harry Simeon try to play Little Drummer Boy. They can get him in the studio. An actual Harry Simeon.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Something tells me that it's not going to be that cooperative.
No.
Okay, well, looks like he's ripped off the producer's face. And he's eating it.
Okay. I think the closest you're going to get is Rio Chiu by the Monkees. I think that's the closest Harry Simeons you're going to get.
Yeah.
I think that's it. We told you who we are. You heard what you're probably going to expect to hear on this podcast. We'll do an episode once a week through December, so there'll be four episodes. It'll be coming out the day after Thanksgiving, November 24th.
Well, so will I.
Wait, what? Jeez. Know somebody for 32 years, you think? I mean, I thought you could have trusted me at this point to tell me, but okay.
Yeah, no, I've come out a long time ago. Hetero and vanilla.
You are an extremely dull person.
First episode will come out on November 24th, week after Christmas, and we'll do an episode once a week through December, so there'll be four episodes. And
wait a minute, week after Christmas? Why is it coming out the week after Christmas?
Day after Thanksgiving. Be coming out the day after Thanksgiving,